We hear this all the time.
There are so many updates and tons of community work happening. It's hard to keep up. How do I follow it all?
Here is your answer. Listen to the Gutenberg Changelog.
Hello and welcome to our 25th episode of the Gutenberg Changelog podcast. In today's episode, we will talk about the block directory Gutenberg 8.6, the block editor dev notes for WordPress 5.5, and so many more things. My name is Birgit Pauli Haag, and I'm the publisher of Gutenberg Times, and I'm here with my co-host, Mark Urain, designer at Automattic and core contributor to WordPress. Hey, hello, Mark. How are you doing today?
Good, Birgit. It's great to be back again. I've been doing a lot of gardening lately, and it feels good to work with my hands out in the earth and just reap what we've sown. And so we've got a lot of good tomatoes and zucchini that we're growing. Oh, that always makes me very happy. And on work side, I've been actually digging into some icon design a little bit lately for the new post blocks that are coming out in the editor, like post author, post date, post excerpt, those sort of blocks. So that's been a lot of fun as well. How's Florida been for you?
Well, it's very hot in Florida and humid. Welcome to summer in Florida. And Christian and I, we can now enjoy our lunches again on the lanai with two brand new ceiling fans. Wow. They conclude our home improvement projects for this year, I guess. So work-wise, I did a deep dive into BB Press, setting up a community for artists for a client project.
Wow.
Yeah, and it felt like a blast from the past. but it seems forums on an organization's website are quite attractive again after all the problems with the ephemeral nature of Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and TikTok and other social media networks. And so that's an interesting journey there. I also immersed myself into the blog directory and more about that later. So let's get to the listener question first.
Yeah. So we had a listener question. Jeremy Techman, he sent us a question. He says, is there a way to unregister core block patterns without having to do it one by one? I am creating custom block patterns in a plugin, and I can add to projects and want to get the core blocks out of the list. So at that time, there was a ticket and core track by Riyadh Bingwala, and he was already working on this problem. So we have the track issue there, but he also published a dev note about block patterns recently with details on how to register and disable block patterns. So we have that, and there is some theme support for this as well to include or exclude these. Block patterns, for those of you who don't know, is a new feature coming into WordPress 5.5, and the register block patterns are visible in the inserter under the pattern tab, which is right next to the blocks tab. And speaking of block patterns, well, first off, Jeremy, thank you for that question. And I know there's some work going towards that right now. So the possibility of unregistering all the core block patterns with one little bit of code is in the works. And great question for that. But I also wanted to touch on Birgit.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, well, speaking of block patterns, Rich Tabor published a tutorial about how to best create block patterns, and formed a new verb when he does blocks out the pattern, when he blocks out the pattern, meaning he builds the pattern with blocks in the block editor. So he then adds them into his plugin as described in his post. And it's called How to Build Block Patterns for the WordPress Block Editor. So in our show notes, you'll also find official documentation to WordPress block patterns. And a lot on patterns there. I think I said it like 50 times.
Well, we need to get everybody to know this is coming. And I'm excited about that. Not so much about the core block patterns for this, but it is a promise to the block plugin developers, theme developers, to create all the phenomenal block patterns they can come up with. And the core block patterns are supposed to be switched off once there are better ones in there. So.
Yeah, and you know what? There was even some talk recently about block patterns, about kind of styling them. I don't know if this is going to become a thing, but style, keep the set of patterns, but style them and using colors and sizes to match that year's default theme. Like maybe when the next 2021 comes out, you know, maybe we refresh the core block patterns to really tie in nicely with that default theme.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. It would really make it a wholesome thing when you just start out with a new default theme and you can create your web page and then you hand it over to a designer and say, well, get the colors right, please, and get everything else right. But they can really do their own content there. It would be really fantastic, yeah. And I'm so thrilled to tell you all, we received another 5-star review on iTunes. Yay!
Wow. Yeah.
And it's by the user Removement, and they wrote, "A must listen to keep up on the development of the WordPress Gutenberg project. I love the Gutenberg Changelog podcast, one of the most vital resources in this whole Gutenberg project. Who would have thought a changelog could be so exciting? Every WordPress Gutenberg release, and I look forward to it showing up in my podcast and queue." That was cute. So only after I received the email from Jeremy with his question, I realized that he also wrote the review. So thank you again, Jeremy, for your kind words. And we are really happy about that review, of course. And dear listeners, if the muse finds you, please, please write us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app store. It helps us with the distribution to spread the word about the show. And we want to hear from you. We are thrilled that they all were 5-star reviews, but they don't have to be. We need we read every comment, review, and email we receive from you. And we will also respond. And on gutenbergtimes.com/iTunes, we put some instructions on how to create a review for any podcast on iTunes. gutenbergtimes.com/iTunes.
Thank you, Birgit, for that.
Yeah. And thanks again, Jeremy, from Removement.
Mm-hmm.
So this week, I participated in an iThemes webinar organized by Nathan Ingram. And I talked about creating layouts with image blocks and Gutenberg. And I updated my talk from the WordCamp Miami to also cover the new things to come in WordPress 5.5. The recording is already available on the iThemes webinar page, and I'll have the link in the show notes for you. It's not a developer or designer oriented talk, more a demo of what's possible and some videos on how to get started and get over the first few hurdles as a writer or content creator coming from the classic editor. So there's a video there, and I can certainly also share my slide deck for that. It was really fun to be with iThemes. There were 40 some people there, and we had a lot of questions, and that was really good. And I think I converted a few to start using Gutenberg on their sites.
You know, Birgit, if anybody can convert someone, it's you.
I don't have to twist arms that much, though, but it's a good product, you know. I really love it. But Mark Urain, speaking of, started a series with videos about visual changes of Gutenberg on YouTube. So tell us more about it, Mark.
Yeah, it's just something I started trying. I was kind of making some demo videos for some people at work about some of the new changes coming out. And I just thought, why don't I just make a go at this and try creating some visual presentation of the latest and most user impactful features in the Gutenberg release and just do a video per release. 8.6 is out right now. I need to catch up on that video actually and create that one. But I thought it'd be a great way to help communicate visually to the people who are interested in some of the changes that come out with each Gutenberg release.
Yeah, you know, with a podcast, we can only do so much. There's no visuals there. But and this brings us to other community contributions. So Leonardo Losovitz published another Gutenberg Builder blog post on LogRocket's blog. And he has some great insights into the life of a block developer and shares some coping mechanisms and advice to deal with some frustration about unfinished documentation, many changes, with the attempt to hit a moving target, as the block editor still is. And Leo also shared some code and instructions. It's a really good post. It's the second in a Gutenberg series on LogRocket. So I'll have a link, of course, in the show notes. And on a side note, Leo also released the first version of his GraphQL server plugin for WordPress. It's worth checking out for your headless experimentations.
How cool.
That's really cool. Yeah. And this is the end of this side note. Maybe we need to start another podcast on headless, but
probably, huh? We wouldn't. We'd have tons of information.
No kidding, yeah.
So there's also another contribution recently. It was from Riyadh Benguela, and he has developed something called the Block Book, which was very interesting. We have a link there, but on his personal website, he says, with Block Book, you can build, test, and showcase your static WordPress blocks in isolation. So for those of you who are familiar with Storybook, which is a package inside of Gutenberg right now, where you can actually test some of the UI, look at the different components of Gutenberg and WordPress in isolation, Blockbook does something similar. So you're able to look at individual blocks in isolation. And it's really cool because you can test out a specific block in one theme and then click to change themes right inside of Blockbook and see how that block looks in another theme. It's a very fast, really well done. And I know there's even a GitHub PR right now to possibly merge this into as a package into Gutenberg.
Yeah, he definitely still needs to do the proposal, he said. But yeah, it's really cool. And I just don't have the connection yet. How would I as a developer use it for my development process? And so I'm kind of need to wrap my head around that.
Yeah. So WordPress, everybody, WordPress 5.5 beta 3 was released on July 21st. And if you haven't tested your plugins or themes yet with the new version, don't procrastinate. Start today. There are so many changes in the new version that touch many areas of the WordPress software. So get in there and check it out, please. Make sure all your stuff is up to date and ready to go for the new release.
So, and also in the same week, July 22nd, Gutenberg 8.6 came out with another 150 merges and again an impressive set of 122 updates and fixes. The team has been working hard to get ready for the WordPress 5.5 while continuing to ship various enhancements to Gutenberg. This release focuses on local UI performance improvements and bug fixes, and some of them made it into the WordPress 5.5 beta 3. Yeah, so the two new features that are in 8.6, one is the cover block with the cover block is not new, but what's new is that you have for the background video, you now have position controls. So you can change which part of the video is actually showing in the cover block with the same focal point controls that images have. That's really cool. And then the block patterns from, here's it again, block patterns that are in Gutenberg have been updated. It's a large header and a paragraph, a large header, text, two columns and three buttons, two buttons and a quote. And those, as I heard from Mark, you said that they actually make it into the 5.5.
Yeah, these are going to be back for 5.5. Yeah. And some of the design kind of direction with these patterns actually really leaned into the 2020 default theme. So they work really good with that theme, using some colors and the content and imagery and stuff. So very beautiful, well done patterns. And it's great to see them kind of finally coming to an end so we can get them into 5.5, I should say.
Yeah, awesome. We also have six enhancements. The editor has now, and that's really cool, displays the site icon where the big W was in full screen mode. And I saw it first on my company website, and it felt great to see our logo there. It's a nice touch. And it's also a very beautiful logo. So it comes together.
Oh, that's great.
So check it out when you install Gutenberg's 8.6. Don't be surprised if you see your logo there. Then there is block variations. They added support to finding the variations using keywords in the inserter. So that's definitely an improvement. For the classic block was enhancement that to move the convert to blocks menu item out of the options menu into the toolbar of the classic block, so you don't have to search for it so long and find it in the options button. It's in the toolbar now. And then there were composite patterns to improve keyword navigation on the inserter to update the better accessibility of those. And then the date in the publishing screen hints towards the time zone. So to make sure that you know when you schedule that, is the site in the right time zone? Some people have a hard time figuring that out because time zones confuse the hell out of me. That's the only thing in working with the whole WordPress team and all kind of different, that throws me every time is time zones. We also have three new APIs. One is the mentioned disabling core block patterns. And one is to make the line height and custom unit theme support flags consistent and opt-in. The paragraph got some, not only the paragraph, but that's where I saw it most is, or often enough, is that the line height controls in there, that's new. And now we have, theme can now tap into that. And the third new API is having the ability for a plugin to disable the image editor in the block editor. It was a new feature. And of course, with every new feature also comes the new feature request. How can I disable it? And, and here it is. There is the API. Read up on that.
Oh, that's so cool. We introduce a feature and we get a feature request how to disable it. Oh, goodness. Okay. So that, Birgit, that brings us to the experiments. There are about 10 experiments that went into this release, grouped into mainly two categories, but you have the site editor, which we're calling the whole full site editing experience, right? Mm-hmm. And so there's been some updates there, integrating the quick inserter, you know, in between, in the canvas post date block, adding style attributes and changing references to the section back to template part. So if you remember, there's a whole conversation around what do we call these global pieces, like a header and a footer. And so we had changed calling them sections at one time. Now we've come back to calling them template parts. We'll see how it goes.
That's one of the things when you land on a 50-50 decision, it kind of goes for 3 months, it goes this way, and then 3 months goes the other way, and then you compare whatever happened with it.
And then there were a lot of experiments, updates added to the navigation screen and the blocks. I know there recently, maybe it's one of these that was added in here, the navigation screen or the widget screen, I think, was being looked at as a way for a theme to enable it right now. So if you have a theme, you need to add support for it. And this way we were hoping to get a little more testing involved with these screens that are coming out that include blocks. And that was kind of a one solution to try to do this. But with the navigation screen and the blocks, there was like restoring block movers, adding error boundaries, show block appenders by default, really trying to get that UI dialed in better. And the last experiment that wasn't included in those two blocks was one called one that was fixing the inserter on the widget screen. So if you've tried out the widget screen lately, there's some improvements there happening. Awesome. That takes us to bug fixes. About 40 bug fixes went into this release, several of these being accessibility related, which is a really great addition here. I think I count about 5 right here that say accessibility next to them, about persist. Mm-hmm. Tooltips on hover, fixed toolbar arrow key navigation in right to left context, restoring the ARIA multi-line in the rich text editor, and another one, fix the copy block button focus loss. and try to remove the visually hidden text area. So, and something about radio controls as well for accessibility. There were some of the other ones included block patterns, override the patterns that were registered by CORE, which we talked about. Fix blocks dropping to incorrect positions in inner block lists.
Very helpful.
Yeah. Preventing content loss after refreshing an editor with unsaved auto draft posts. This was kind of a big one. Someone I know kind of happened to do this and really brought this to our attention. And so I'm so glad to see we got that fix in right away.
Yeah, I stumbled over that quite a bit, but I could never nail down which part I was actually or could tested consistently, which part I was losing or when, what the situation was. So I'm glad somebody figured it out and fixed it. So I don't have to worry. But what I did was I, once in a while when I saw, okay, my site is acting really weird, I went into the code editor, copy pasted everything from that post and then put it in a text file so I could get it back again. I would lose it, yeah. But
that is scary, you know, especially if you're typing a whole lot of stuff in there that you don't want to lose that. I've had it happen several times where I can see in the corner of my eye in the top bar that it saves, it says it saves, and then I don't do anything, but I look back and it says to save again, right? Like to interact with the save button and save it. And so I'm not sure, like, okay, I thought it auto-saved already, but maybe it missed something and I still have to save it.
Yep. There was also a hiccup where it would save but not the metadata from the sidebar on the autosave. That was also something, but that was fixed 3 or 4 versions ago. I recognize that. So this happened to me that I lost something when from one day to the next I kept the post open and was just editing again, it would not save the new thing because I lost my session, but it would not come up with the screen to log in again and kind of pick it up. So I knew that, that I can't do that from one day to the next.
But, wow.
Yeah. It's really hard sometimes.
So a few other bugs included fixing the drag and drop to empty block lists, fixing the drag and drop for aligned blocks, sidebar controls. So there's more space now for German and other locales.
Yes.
That's great. There is button property handle border radius resets. So this one was an interesting one I was stumbling across too, is the border radius on buttons wasn't, I guess in this case, for this particular bug, wasn't resetting, but it's also not defaulting with the correct border radius that should be there as well, I was coming across. But finally, the last bug worth mentioning here, well, they're all worth mentioning, but in the time frame that we have, block directory removing content admin messaging. So
that's when an editor doesn't have access to the plugins. They had the message, no other blocks found. Please contact your admin to open that up. But the admin obviously has already decided that that person doesn't have plugin capabilities. So removing that is definitely a good decision. So we are coming to the section for performance. And there were 6 items that made it as performance improving. And one of them was the cover site editor loading time to be included in the performance testing. And then one was to avoid the re-rendering of a post-saved state component for each change. So it would load again and again, even if you only did small changes. And that certainly affected the performance of the app. And then there were 2 performance enhancements for the development environment to not install all that expensive scripts or downloads only when it's required and not just have a blanket download from all the scripts that could be in there to have them there. And then that improved definitely the install performance from the WordPress development environment. I put the benchmark here to look at. So from WordPress 5.4 to Gutenberg 8.6, the loading time decreased by roughly 4 seconds. And that's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the key press event is probably not that noticeable because that's in microseconds. But it went also down from 54 microseconds to 35. And if we haven't talked about it yet, the benchmark for that is actually using a sizable post, which is the understatement of the year, because that post has 36,000 words in it and 1,000 blocks, and that's used for these performance benchmark tests. It's not a representative post, but it's really a big post. It's almost a book, yeah, in the Gutenberg. That's a Gutenberg book, Bible. So yeah, that's where those benchmark data comes all created. And then we have 17 documentation items and updates. I'm going to pick a few of them. So they expanded and updated the block-based theme documentation. That's very important for theme developers that want to get started there to have accurate documentation there. They also removed the experimental flag from, you guessed it, the block pattern documentation, because it will come into core, so it's not experimental at all anymore.
Right.
Yeah. And then they added basic documentation for the toolbar button component. And we see that's quite a bit, that there are questions about how do I get a button into the toolbar, an additional button, because a lot of plugin developers did this for the classic editor. Yeah. They just added a button either on the toolbar or above. How can you do this on the block editor? And the basic documentation for that is now available. Anne McCarthy created a page listing all the Gutenberg releases in relation to each WordPress version. That was something that a lot of people asked about, and now it's there. And I'm going to single that out for, normally we don't put all the changelog items into the show notes. We just have the release notes from the team in there, but I will single that out so people can actually look at it and find it easily.
That's a good idea.
Another documentation item is to clarify the interactive mode for the create block. That's the scaffolding tool, create block. Craig, who is now in vacation, it's too short of a bird. He's in hiatus. He's coming back in October, but the documentation team, developer documentation, moved the ESNext to a JavaScript tutorial, moved the dev environment into its own section of the documentation, and they updated, and another big item or important item was updated the nested blocks, inner blocks documentation. There were quite a few changes since the beginning of nested blocks were always in Gutenberg, but it changed how it behaved throughout the various versions. Now they updated it, which is a very good thing. And then they updated the block registration, and then also linked to the theme experiments repo in the block-based theme documentation. That's a small thing, but it's a big thing because the theme experiments are what you can use to build your first block-based theme and kind of follow along on how the Gutenberg team envisions that. That brings us to the code quality items. There are 11 of them, and they all start with, or almost all start, well, half of them start with the word refactor. So there will be changes down the line because they will refactor or have refactored the URL popover. They refactored the disabled component, the more block, the media placeholder, the tag cloud block, and the reusable block edit panel. And all good things, but there were all also things where the UI needed to be adopted. And also most of them are actually refactored to use React Hooks, which is a 2-year-old new feature of React framework, and it's finally stable enough for WordPress to use it. Wow, lots of things in there.
Right. We just keep going here too. We've got 10 different changes to the build tooling included with Gutenberg. The WP ENV can now start without configuration. There's a support for different options in each environment now. There's some automation changes, improving the performance tests set up, and fix an action, get a GitHub action workflow, YAML syntax errors. Like a lot of this, most of the stuff you're getting is over my head there.
Mm-hmm. But, mine too.
I use that WP ENV to spin up my local sites all the time. So improvements there. Excellent.
Good, good. And Leo, we mentioned his article. He has a quite a detailed how you use that environment, a detailed tutorial on how to use it in that post. It's really cool.
Yeah, so give that a good read through.
Yeah, the last time I used an official WordPress development environment was Contributor Day Paris 2017. So, and it really didn't go that well. So I kind of, it was still the migrant, what's it called? VVV kind of thing, yeah. And so after that, I went to local by flywheel and never looked back. But after I read Leo's post, I said, oh, I definitely need to use that because that seems to be even easier than local.
Yeah, I've had a lot of good success with that myself. Mm-hmm. There are definitely times when I run into little issues, but yeah, we work through it. It's not bad at all. Yeah. So there were also 17 various changes that fall into the various bucket, and we can read through a few of them here today. Embeds. So one regarding embeds, removing unsupported core embedded Hulu block. That one kind of made the rounds a little bit. Link control, extract reusable parts. So link control, did we talk about that yet today? I know we're going to talk about it a little more, I think, when we get to Sean. So work that's in happening. So we'll get there. But updates, image size to match the column's width. This was something that was really interesting. We found while we were creating patterns, when you added an image and text to a particular column, they weren't matching in width. So that's been updated. Let's see, the block navigation, change the visible labels for block navigation to list view. So like when you saw the block navigator or block navigation, these should be changed over to list view now. We felt that might be a little better way to talk about it, especially in relation to the navigation block. So
to not confuse them. Yeah.
That's a little clear. There is a site tagline block reduced, a site title, adding support settings for colors, fonts, and line height on the site title. And in the full site editing, there's also an added site logo block. So these are all falling under the various category, and that ends the 8.6 release.
Wow. Yeah, there are quite a few things in there. We could talk all night. So the team is actually working very hard now on the navigation screen and the blocks, and they started regular scrub meetings for the block as well as the screen. And it's every Wednesday at 7 a.m. UTC. So if you want to join them or work on that, that's a good opportunity to get your hands dirty on the navigation screen or the blocks. I guess I will catch up on it on the back scroll because 7 a.m. UTC is 3 a.m. Eastern. But I guess that the whole team kind of like that time. And Andre Dragonescu is driving those efforts forward. So yes, Andre, go for it.
Zebulon, right, in GitHub, shared a lot of the changes they've been working on in the core editor meeting this week. One of them particularly is converting to regular blocks button on the reusable blocks block toolbar. So if you have a reusable block and you want to kind of detach it from being a global block, you can, once you add it to your document, you can convert it to regular blocks, which is kind of a requested item for some time.
Right, and we use that quite extensively on the documentation team because reusable block don't make it into the translated the Rosetta sites because they're only reusable in the database of the English version. And so they only see the WP ID so-and-so kind of comment in there and don't know what the content is. So we use them as templates, so to speak, and then convert them to regular blocks so they make it into the other Rosetta sites. Because the translation part that's coming in phase 4 is not here yet.
Phase 4.
It's phase 4. Yeah, so that's the workaround until then. Well, Zebulon is, he's taking up quite a few things concerning the reusable blocks, and I'm really happy that he takes that on to change that up. So the team is also working on an accordion block.
Yes.
And you added some designs to it.
I did. I really wanted to, I like this block concept. So I want to see it moving a little more and thought I'd throw up some designs and really kind of looked at what everybody was talking about in the discussion and explored about kind of how the group block works, because I could kind of see it falling in that arena, and prepared some designs for that. So I'd love to get some feedback so we can move it into a PR.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I'm going to look, check it out and have my opinions made heard. Like I always have problems doing that, right?
And let's see. Another thing being worked on is the link controls. Adam Zielinski has been contributing to this. And I believe this one also comes from Sean Andrews about really editing the link of like an image block or a link in the block and utilizing the whole toolbar, the block's toolbar, as that link input area. It really tightens it up a lot and brings another interaction mode to this block itself, a direct manipulation interaction mode. And I can really see we're already looking at ways to bring sort of that idea to other blocks around other things. So
yeah, that's an interesting approach. It's kind of getting away from the drop-down on the link control and just have the URL kind of just pasted into the toolbar there and still be able to do the other little toggles and switches there. But yeah, I'm going to check that out in terms of what's coming, because for me, the link control is very easy to use because I'm a copy paste devil. And I never use the link controls per se. I just use the copy paste things. So when you have a text in your post and you highlight it and you already have the URL in your clipboard, you just paste it and the highlighted piece is then all of a sudden a link. Very easy. Sean is also working on the sidebar for the full site editing templates to provide easier access to the templates, which is that's cool for the template.
Imagine being able to switch templates and switch through pages without having to leave the editor, right?
Yeah, that's really necessary, actually. Yeah, I really like that approach. So we didn't talk about the block directory. I looked through the rundowns that there's nothing in there. And I did a whole post on the Gutenberg Times with, 2,000 words and a lot of pictures and a lot of blocks on the block directory, which will come into WordPress 5.5.
Yeah.
And the meta team is finalizing all the guidelines and all the little pieces of it. There's a lot of moving parts to it. And there were three teams kind of working on it. So design team, plugin team, meta team, block team, yeah, four. So it was really interesting. So I'll put the link into the show notes so you can read up about it. It has various sections for content editor, for developers and other things. And it also has a ton of resources that you can go back to the meta team and read up about things. Speaking of which, our next live Q&A, and already announced it as just a reminder, is on August 6, 2020, with the block directory team, with Alex Shields and Kelly Dawn from the meta team, and Otto Samuel Wood from the plugin review team. And they will answer your questions and talk us through the whole thing and let us a little bit in on the back of the scene, kind of how this all came to pass.
Yeah.
You can register directly from the Gutenberg Times homepage. There is a button there, or you subscribe to our YouTube channel and you will be notified when we go live. It will take place on August 6th, 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight or 2300 UTC. So that's it for the show. Do you have any other announcements, Mark?
I do not.
Then, as always, the show notes will be published on gutenbergtimes.com/podcast. And if you have questions or suggestions or news you want us to include, send them to changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. That's changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. Thank you very much for listening. It's so good to have you. And this is goodbye from me. Until the next time.
Yes, goodbye, listeners. Thank you so much, Birgit.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. Bye.